Welcome to Dancin' Moon Songcast. I'm Scott Simpson, casting from Dancin' Moon Studio in Spearfish Canyon on the north end of the Black Hills of South Dakota, right on the banks of the Spearfish Creek. If you'd like to follow along, you can download a free PDF of my lyric book from scottsimpsonmusic.com/lyrics. And of course, you can find links to all my music there as well. So let's get casting and find out what song we're going to talk about this time. Well, this is our 10th in a series of 12 episodes in which we're taking a look at the 12 songs from Ozzy's Guitar 2000 and the reimagined versions in 2020's Ozzy's Guitar 20 Years Later. And the song we're going to take a look, take a listen to and talk about today is a song called Dave. We'll listen to Dave from 2000's Ozzy's Guitar right now and talk a little bit about the lyrics and the story behind the song right after.
Shake his hand, feel the night. as a younger man. He built the roads as an older man. Well, it paved the way for us to go.
That was Dave from 2000, Ozzy's guitar, the original version of the song. Story behind the song, and there's some potential confusion if you don't know the stories behind some of these songs, because there are actually the name David or Dave comes up multiple times in the album. On different songs, and A Good Man is about David, my dad, and a reference to David myself, which is my first name. But this Dave is a different Dave. This Dave is Dave Tillion. He was a gentleman that we attended church with at the time, and I was actually, it was 1999. And I was nearing the end of having all of the songs kind of put together, and about ready, you know, finalizing the last, you know, figuring out the mixes and getting it all just right and all of that. And this gentleman, who was, as I said, a member of our church, passed away, he passed away in July of 1999, and so I was moved because he was their family was a good friend of ours, and we knew him well. He had lots of smiles, lots of stories, and had done amazing things in his life. Worked for a long time as an engineer designing roads. That's what he had retired from. But one of the first things that you'd notice about him, he was really gregarious, just always laughing and smiling and just friendly, and always would stick his hand out to you to shake your hand. But what you would notice physically is that his hand, he had really bad arthritis, and his hands were very very knotted up. But he was not, he never tried to hide that. He would stick his hand out there to you and shake your hand, and was warm and loving, and that was not ever an issue. But I know when I had first met him, that struck me that he had this thing, and you know, some folks might hold back, might offer the other hand, might do something other than shake hands, but he was right there with it, like there was nothing. And of course, there was nothing wrong with that. There was nothing odd or strange about that. That's just the way he was. And that said, I think a lot about him, that he was a person who he had a good deal of wisdom. He had a lot of stories to tell, personal stories of his own, and about his life, and about having worked his whole life, doing a lot of things. He was also a vet, you know. He was in the Air Force, I believe, and so just a really fun person to be around, and nothing about him ever made you feel anything but just incredibly comfortable to be around him. And so when, as I was finishing up this this album that was mostly about men of one sort or another in my life, fathers, grandfathers, good friends, great-grandfathers, and then Dave passed away, well, I was already in the mode of thinking about the lessons learned from these various men, And so I wrote a song, and then we were able, then my wife and I, we sang the song, Dave, at his funeral. And then just very quickly after that, I put out the album that had Dave on it. And so that's where the song comes from. A tribute to a gentleman who was not a relative, but was like a relative, a good man. We went to church together, and a fellow who had wisdom and stories and a warmth about him that he gave to everyone. He had lots of family, and he showered that on his family, but he also showered it on whomever was around. So let's take a look at the lyrics see what we have to talk about here in the song itself. Shake his hand and you'd feel the knot. His knuckles were twisted, but his spirit was not. As a younger man, he built the roads. As an older man, he somehow turned them all to gold. So in that first verse, of course, I think, you know, someone who has something that's difficult, and arthritis in your hands is like, when I think about that as a guitar player, I mean, that would be horrible. I mean, and I have that in my family. It's very possible that at some point I'll lose the use of my hands, but it's a horrifying thought for me to not ever be able to play guitar again. Dave had that, but he never seemed in any way, shape, or form to be bitter about that or about anything else. He didn't have a bitterness. And to see someone who has something that's out of the ordinary, that maybe is something that you might be tempted to say, oh, wow, that's too bad, but who is not bitter about it and even just celebrates all the elements of himself and shares it with you openly and just welcomingly. That was a big lesson for me, because I have a tendency to, you know, if there's something about myself that I don't like, or that I'm bitter about or something, I kind of want to hide it away maybe. And Dave was not like that. And Dave didn't share it with you to make you feel sorry for him. He just shared it like, you know, this is just who I am, and it's great, and it's not a problem. And we just celebrate exactly who we are and the way we are. And then the idea that, you know, he was, as a younger man, he built roads. And I don't know, you know, he was an engineer, I know, for a long time. I'm certain, knowing him, I'm certain that there was some element of physical labor at some point in there, but he was an engineer. So he was a designer of roads. But as he grew older, he was a designer of stories, which are a type of road that's altogether different, a type of road that referred to here in the song as gold. It can take you down a pathway into a past place or even into an imagined place. And so as a storyteller, I felt like he was kind of doing some of the same things that he did as a road engineer, you know, designing places for people to go, to see things, to learn things, to discover things. Next verse. Always the storyteller, we listened to his tales. He gave the plane its wings. He gave the ship its sails. And he'd laugh at each as he remembered them. How his life was full. How we used to laugh along with him. And his laugh and his smile were as memorable, if not more memorable, than the first time you shook his hand and noticed that his hand had that arthritis, he just shared this laughter and interest in stories and interest in you as he shared his stories. And I just remember so many times at gatherings or somebody's house for a meal or after church, several of us standing around listening to Dave and laughing along with him as he would laugh and tell a story or tell us all something, and we'd all just be smiling and laughing. And he brought that kind of light to the room. Verse 3. He said that life was like a man who owned two hounds. One was kind and gentle, and one would bite whoever was around. And the secret, he said, lay in learning how to know which to feed and which to let go. Now, the lyrics in the new version you'll hear in just a little bit from Ozzy's guitar 20 years later shifted just a little bit. I made some adjustments, minor adjustments to this, but the story remains the same. It's a story I've heard, and I've heard it attributed to indigenous elders or chiefs. Dave always shared it. And he's the first one I heard it from, a guy who has two dogs and trying to decide, how you deal with a dog that's kind and gentle and how you deal with a dog that's harsh and violent. And what matters is which one you're feeding. And that's holds a wonderful lesson because quite often I found myself feeding the angry dog, feeding the dog that could lash out, feeding the dog that doesn't have much control over his emotions. But if you spend time feeding that dog that is gentle and kind, even science has shown us that as we practice those particular patterns in the brain, the patterns that lead to empathy, the patterns that lead to caring and love and service to others and all of those wonderful things, as we practice that, as we feed that part of our brain, that part, those pathways in the brain, become the ones that we default to rather than the others. And, I just think about the people that I've known who just seem to be angry at the drop of a hat, seem to be bitter all the time. Well, if you looked closely, maybe something happened, certainly. But between the bad things that happened that can make a person bitter and the bitter person who's bitter all the time, lays a pathway of what things did they practice. If you allow that, those difficult situations, those awful things, those things you wouldn't want, you wouldn't wish on yourself or on your worst enemy, if you allow those to put you into a pattern of practicing anger and bitterness, then you'll probably be dealing those things out to other people later in life. We get to the bridge. He was a father, and he fed his children well on the joy of his faith, on the water from the living well. And Dave was a man of faith. His family was a family of faith, and that was incredibly important to him, and still is to his family, and so he was someone who passed on to his family the things that he felt were really most important, things that were sustaining, things that were life-giving. He passed those on to his family. And the song ends by returning to that first verse. Shake his hand, you'd feel the knot, knuckles twisted, but the spirit not. As a younger man, he built the roads. As an older man, he paved the way for us to go. And so really this is a song about, I would say, a, someone who has played the role of mentor in many people's lives. Setting out on a course that others can see and observe and say, hey, I've learned some things by watching, by listening. And that's what we want in our elders. That's what we want in the people who have gone before. And we want people who will share of themselves, share their stories, share their wisdom, share their failings, the times when they made a mistake, the times when they fell short, and how they dealt with that and how they got out of that. And share the real person that they are. When you've been in life, as long as an elder person has been, as Dave had been, as many of the people in several of the songs on this album, when you're a grandmother, a grandfather, an older aunt or uncle, you have things. You have valuable things to share with children, nieces, nephews, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. And I think it's important that our elders aren't stingy, that we show our appreciation and our value for them, and that they are willing then to share some of those things. And that's such a valuable thing. Well, talk a little bit about the music in this first version. It is six-string guitar and then mandolin. Very straightforward, simple, lovely. Has a very folky feel to it. It was great for performing then at the funeral. Very simple. I think it was just myself and Cheryl, and I played acoustic guitar. And we sang it as a duet. My wife, of course, Cheryl, is singing the harmonies there beautifully. And so it was a real honor to be able to sing it at his funeral, and then to have it in some ways as a gift to the family. Then, and I know that they've listened to it through the years. So when I was working on this new album, I looking at all of these songs and thinking about how do I bring new life into these songs that have had a life already. This one was one that I was concerned about because I knew the original song meant something to the family. It was important to the family. Dave's wife, Marion, is still living, and I knew it meant something to her, and so I really wanted to do something that would continue to give honor to Dave, but that would do it in a fresh way, in a new way, which was my goal with all the songs on the new album. So I did share the song, an early version of the song, with his daughter. And she was very gracious and appreciative, and it was actually not long after the 20th anniversary of his passing. It was in I believe in 1999, and she was very gracious about that. So anyway, I continue to hope that that they feel that way about the new version of the song as well. It is very different. So we'll take a listen now to the 2020 version from Ozzy's Guitar 20 Years Later of Dave.
Shake his hand, you'd feel the knot. His knuckles were twisted, but his spirit was not. As a younger man, he built the roads. as an older man has somehow turned them all to gold. Somehow turn them all to gold. Always the storyteller, we listened to his tales. He gave the plane its wings, he gave the ship its sails. And he'd laugh at each as he remembered them. Oh, how his life was full. How we used to laugh along with him. How we used to laugh along with him. Said that life was like a man who owned two hounds. One was kind and gentle, one would bite whoever was around. And the secret he told me lay in learning how to know just how to feed the first. 'Cause the one you feed, that's the one that's gonna grow. And he fed his children well on the joy of his faith, on the water from the living well. He was a father, and he fed his children well on the joy of his faith, on the water from the living well. He was a father, and he fed his children well on the joy of his faith, on the water from the living well. He was a father, and he fed his children well on the joy of his faith, on the water from the living well. He was a father, and he fed his children well on the joy of his faith, on the water from the living well. He was a father, and he fed his children well on the joy of his faith, on the water from the living well. He was a father, and he fed his children well on the joy of his faith.
He was a water,
on the water from
he was
the
a water
living
from the living well.
He was a father, and he fed his children well. You'd shake his hand and you'd feel the knot. His knuckles were twisting, but his spirit was not. As a younger man, you know, he built the roads. As an older man, you know, he paved the way for us to go.
So a very different version of Dave, primarily piano-based, and a very simple simple theme that I actually looped multiple times, and I used a number of different loops and some different rhythm loops in there, as well as some electric guitar. and a little bit of acoustic guitar that came in later. As with many of the songs on the album, I really wanted to create a vehicle to do some things with vocals and vocal harmonies. And this one also, I'm sure you noticed, went a lot more minor in key. And so it has this this darker, sort of dramatic feel to it, and really builds up to the part where, in my opinion, probably would be the most important part of the song, to Dave himself, the small bridge. He was a father, and he fed his children well on the joy of his faith, on the water from the living well. I felt like that was probably the crux of the matter for Dave and for his family. What he did, what he passed on by way of faith and by way of a way of living that is sustaining and life-giving, what the way he passed that on to his family. I felt like that probably was the key piece for him. And so I wanted to tell the story, build up with some of the details about him. And then when we get to that part of the song, the music gets very quiet. And then we build with layers and layers of vocals repeating, "He was a father and he fed his children well on the joy of his faith, on the water from the living well." And built that with Cheryl's wonderful, did a wonderful job with I'm not even sure how many layers of vocal harmonies on top of each other, probably 5, 6, 7 layers of Cheryl's voice. Then as I was continuing to sing the main part over that, and then move back into silence as we move to the end, as he built the roads as an older man, paved the way for us to go. And so a very different version, doesn't have that acoustic folksy feel, I don't know what you'd call this. It dramatic is probably the word that comes to my mind, with the stark piano, the big open feel, the kind of the soaring electric guitar in the background occasionally, and then the rhythm thumping and pounding. And then I think just as important, elements of silence, elements where all that noise stops and gets very quiet, and you hear a singular voice, and then build back up. So there we have it. Dave, from 2000's Ozzy's Guitar, written in tribute to Dave Tillian, who passed away in July of 1999, a good friend, a good family friend, written for him, for his family, and performed at his funeral. And then 2020's revisioning of Dave from Ozzy's Guitar 20 years later. You can find all my music, all my lyrics at scottsimpsonmusic.com. Stream all of them on Spotify or iHeartRadio or Apple Music. We do have, I'm super excited. I put some stuff out on social media about it just a couple of days ago. I've kind of, I think, finalized the title of the new album that's coming in January 2021. And that's going to be Keys to My Head. Keys to My Head, which is from a line from one of the songs on the new album. 12 songs, 10 of them are new. One of them is a song that I had released previously, just the live version. Never did have its own studio version, so we're did a studio version of that, and then one other that's a traditional song. I'm super excited about it. It's a song I grew up hearing from my dad and my mom as well, tune In the Pines, which has been covered by Lead Belly, Dolly Parton, Kurt Cobain, just been covered by everybody in all kinds of genres. And so I did write a couple of new verses for it, and it sounds very different. And so I'm super excited about that. So stay tuned. Stay tuned. Be attentive. I'll be talking more about that as we get closer to January. And I'm super excited for you to hear those 12 songs. And I'm sure we'll do another series where we'll talk about each of those songs here on Dance of the Moon Songcast. But thanks for joining me today to take another look at a song in tribute to a man who brought so much in his life and shared so much, smiles, laughter, stories, and his faith. And that was Dave Tillia. So I hope you have a great week, and I hope you stay tuned and be well.